USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has said Russia is isolated from the world, but the rest of the world doesn't necessarily see it that way. The ruble currency has already bounced back from the sanctions Biden imposed, trading at normal levels today. India, China, Brazil, Pakistan, and South Africa are continuing to keep the Kremlin in business. Beijing reiterated that its relationship with Moscow has no limits. When Florida passed parental rights in education last month to block schools from teaching sexual information to kids in kindergarten through third grade, Disney took offense and said they will fight to repeal the law. President Biden called the bill hurtful. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the bill.
But the bill does provide substantive protections for parents, which I think is very, very important, because there's a movement to say that somehow parents should just butt out of the schools. I think that that's wrong.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The United States border at Mexico continues at crisis levels.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says over 10 million people will be arrested at the border during the 4 years of the Biden presidency. Patrick saying the president doesn't care about the lives of people and the risks they're taking to cross the border.
Biden knows what's going on. I cannot say this any stronger. He doesn't care about the lives of people. He only cares about achieving a political victory.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of an accelerated mental health crisis among adolescents, with more than 4 in 10 teens reporting they feel persistently sad or hopeless, and 1 in 5 saying they have contemplated suicide. Deborah Oury, a deputy director at the CDC, says the COVID-19 pandemic has created traumatic stressors that have the potential to further erode students' mental well-being. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
As mainstream media censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, information that could have changed an election, now that we're seeing the details from the hard drive. The man that broke the story, Rudy Giuliani, on Newsmax last night, says he feels vindicated but not good about it.
I feel vindicated, but I don't feel very good about it. It's way too little. They're still lying completely and too late. I mean, this determined a presidential election. The people who did it should be prosecuted for conspiracy to defraud the American people. They did it on purpose, and they are leaving out the most important part of it, because they're trying to make Hunter Biden the fall guy. The top of this conspiracy, the top of this racketeering enterprise, is Joe Biden. And they leave out the text of Christmas Day 2018 to his daughter, in which Hunter Biden writes to his daughter that he, for 30 years, has been giving 50% to his father and taking care of all the family obligations. Now, if he's getting money because he's selling his father's influence, he's also paying his father for getting money for selling his father's influence. And that makes it the crime of bribery.
Senators are finalizing an agreement to provide $10 billion in new coronavirus aid as they race to pass the bill before a two-week break starts in a few days. Senators negotiating the deal signaled that they were close, but were still ironing out legislative text and waiting for an analysis from the Congressional Budget Office. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.